It's time for Bounded Enthusiasm.
Hello, welcome to the Bounded Enthusiasm podcast. I am Jonathan Liu, your host. Today we are celebrating First Second Books. First Second is one of my favorite comic book publishers. They're a division of Macmillan, and they are celebrating their 10th anniversary this month. And I've reviewed several of their books in the past, many of them. I just highly recommend just about anything by First Seconds. They have a very diverse line of comics and graphic novels. And today I am actually going to be talking to several people who have books published with First Seconds. We have Maris Wicks, Jim Ottaviani, Box Brown, Faith Erin Hicks, Lucy Nisley, and Ben Hatke. So I've asked each of them a couple of questions, and I'll let them answer those. The first question is, what is your first book that you published with First Second Books? Maris Wicks?
Yeah, the first book that I had published with First Second was a book called Primates, The Fearless Science of Jane Goodall, Diane Fossey, and Burt DeGaldecos, written by Jim Ottaviani.
Jim Ottaviani?
The first book was Feynman, the biography of the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, bongo-playing artist, best-selling author, storytelling adventurer Richard Feynman.
Box Brown.
It was called Andre the Giant, Life and Legend, and it was a comic biography of Andre the Giant.
Faith Erin Hicks.
I drew a book called Brain Camp that was published in, oh gosh, I think it was 2010. It was a while ago. It was written by these two writers, I believe they're still in New York, Susan Kim and Lawrence Klabin. Yeah, so I was just literally contacted and hired out of the blue to draw this book. The script was already finished at the time.
Lucy Nisley.
My book was Relish, the first one. Relish, My Life in the Kitchen, which was a book about my experiences growing up as a kid of a chef mom.
Ben Hatke.
That was Zeta the Space Girl in 2010 or 2011. It was a good start.
The next question is, what was it that made you want to work with First Second Books, or what do you like about First Second Books as a publisher? Jim Ottaviani.
You know, when I signed the contracts for Feynman and Primates, which both we did at the same time, First Second, I don't think it put out anything yet, but they did have a plan, and I liked the plan for the diversity of the line. They talked about how they wanted the books to look and feel and be, and all of these things sounded good. And of course, I met Gina and Mark and Callista and liked them all as people as well. So it sounded like, perfect. You know, I like the people. I like the plan. I'm confident that they'll put out beautiful books. And it turned out that all three were true. I still like the people. I still like the plan. And they do beautiful books.
Box Brown.
I think they just had a dedication to quality material and quality production, and just like I really like their books. I thought it would be a good fit for my Andre project, and I've really enjoyed my experience with them and working with the editorial staff and the design staff and everybody. It's really great to have people that care about the work that you're doing.
Faith Erin Hicks.
Well, they picked me initially. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually wasn't that familiar with them when they first contacted me. I'd heard of them, sort of, and I'd read American Born Chinese, which I really liked. Yeah, when they contacted me, I was like, oh, you're this fancy New York publisher that publishes French comics and translates them into English. And I was a bit unnerved because I was like, I'm not fancy and I'm not artsy. And, you know, I'm like this genre nerd, and they, you know, accepted me into their fancy publishing world. So that was really cool. So initially, yeah, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, they are just too fancy for me. They've really diversified their publishing, and that's been really awesome. So I feel like someone like me, who does tend to be attracted to more genre stuff or action and adventure, we have a home there. And they're a great publisher in the sense that I'm able to actually reach out to the type of readers that I would really like to make comics for. So younger readers, female readers, girls and women. kids in schools and libraries and all of that stuff. And I mean, that's an audience which is traditionally very underserved by comics. So that was really exciting for me, and that they literally allow me to reach the audience that I want to reach.
Lucy Nisley.
First, like, I really took the care and time to really make a beautiful object out of the book. And I remember that I was coming out of grad school when I was publishing this book, when I was taking it around to publishers. And, you know, a lot of people were really interested in sales or really interested in marketing. And I remember that First Second was like, look, we're really interested in making a beautiful book. We want to make a beautiful book. And that was something that really appealed to me, especially this book about food, which to me was so aesthetic and so tactile. I really wanted it to be an experiential read, and I thought that that was really important, the sort of quality of craftsmanship in the book and making sure the colors are really beautiful and the pages are really beautiful. And that was something that was really important to me and really appealed to me about First Second.
Ben Hatke.
I think I just sent them an email that was like, hey, I'd started to get interest from the Zeta webcomic in a print book of some kind, and from, you know, different publishers. And then I saw First Second's website, and I was like, wow. And I knew a couple of their books. So I was like, well, I'm going to email them. And I sent them a note that just kind of said, hey, I see that you're not taking submissions, but if you ever do, I'd love to send some of my stuff to you. And they were like, oh yeah, go ahead, send away. And so I sent them the Zeta stuff, and that's, after a while, after some bouncing around, we ended up together, and it's been really great. And they've been really, really good to me. I've published all of my books through them, and I don't think I would really go anywhere else at this point. I'm really, really happy being with a part of Macmillan. They've got their foot in comics and in the sort of library world as well. Mm-hmm. That's just been really good, especially for where my stories kind of float.
Maris Wicks.
I think the thing that was most attractive about First Second is their support of content that was either historical or nonfiction, and getting that out there. I feel like there wasn't as many publishers doing that, so I definitely felt super supported in that. I also think from like a design standpoint, I really enjoy their stuff as well. So even the books that are, there are fiction that are coming out of there, I appreciate their craft of a book.
The last question, which a lot of people had trouble with, I would too, is what is one of your favorite titles published by First Second Books that isn't your own? Box Brown.
Well, I love This One Summer by Jillian and Mariko Tamaki. I just thought it was amazingly well illustrated and like a perfectly crafted book. I also really, I really love James Kochalka's Glorkian Warrior series, of course. It's so fun and unique and great. It's something that has to be active. I can't even, actually, just knowing James, I kind of read everything in James's voice now. If you ever listen to his music or anything like that, he kind of sings like a Glorkian Warrior.
I'll have to check that out. Faith Erin Hicks.
I really love Boxers and Saints by Jean Yang. I think that book is amazing. And I really like This One Summer by Jillian and Mariko Tamaki. I think that book is also really amazing. Both those books really hit, for me, that cross-section of character and story and artwork as well. Like, they're beautiful to look at. And they have these wonderful, engaging characters that you really root for. Like, I cried at the end of Boxers and Saints. That book is rough.
Yeah. Lucy Nisley.
I love a lot of them, but I think my most recent favorite is the book This One Summer by Mariko and Jillian Tamaki. I think that they're geniuses, first of all, and the book is so beautiful and so eloquent without being over wordy, and it's just, it tells this beautiful story and creates this beautiful feeling of being sort of at this precipice of youth. And I really, really loved that book. And of course, I read The Sculptor last year, and it blew me away. But so is like everything that Scott McCloud has ever made. So I'm like, it was, of course it was great. I love Maris Wicks's books that mm-hmm. I think her new one that just came out is really awesome. And I love everything that she does. The Human Body Theater one is really great. It's a little young for me, perhaps, but I'm really excited to take it and use it in my workshops for kids.
Ben Hatke.
That would be the upcoming Delilah Dirk and the King's Shilling. I have been able to read this upcoming book, and it's fantastic. It takes Delilah Dirk to the next level, and I love it very much.
Maris Wicks.
So I, right now, I am really looking at Lucy Nisley's work, and I absolutely love Relish, and I'm exploring doing more, not personal comics myself, but more autobiographical comics myself. So that's kind of a look too in terms of inspiration and just seeing how she makes comics. And then I feel guilty being like also Jim's book, Feynman. I have been a huge fan of Jim Ottaviani's writing even before Primates happened. So I really like what he does with accessibility and engagement in science through the medium of comics. So
Jim Ottaviani.
Gus and His Gang is a book of cowboy stories, maybe, but it's not really what you would expect from a Western. It's by Chris Blaine, and I think it's an import from France. And it just delighted me because it was so unexpected. Really, really terrific work. So that one just knocked me out just because it was so surprising to me, actually. I like Anya's Ghost by Vera Broskell. And again, a book that doesn't go where you think it's going to go. And is just gorgeously, gorgeously drawn. Terrific story. I think it's now a federal law that you have to say Gene Yang's Boxers and Saints. It's probably written to the Constitution at this point, but it's okay because the book is just as good as it should be, as you'd want it to be. It's fantastic, fantastic work. I really can't add anything to what other people have said. It's won the National Book Award, or I think it has. I can't even remember all the awards it's won, but it's so great. And again, I think the theme I'm getting at is sort of unexpected stories, and that's what First Second has at least been for me. This One Summer by the Tamakis, Mariko mm-hmm. and Jillian, another favorite of mine. That one's maybe the most emotionally engaging of all the books that I've mentioned. You know, my response to it, let me put it this way, my response to it wasn't intellectual, it was emotional. Mm. And I tend to keep my distance from books, in part because I've read a lot of them, in part because maybe I'm getting old, and in part because I can no longer separate the writer side of me from the reader side as well as I'd like. So every once in a while, I'll pause and say, oh, I see what she did there. That was really cool. I don't think I had that experience with This One Summer. I think I found myself at the end before I knew it, and then went back to try to figure out, so how did they do that thing? Mm-hmm. And they did a lot of wonderful things in it. Alan's War by Emmanuel Guibert. And that was another early on book, I think, and another French import that Mark and Callista and those folks brought in. And it's a story that it's just a fascinating story and beautifully told.
And one last question is, are you working on anything for First Second Books now? Faith Erin Hicks.
I'm in the middle of a trilogy right now. I'm doing a middle grade fantasy graphic novel trilogy called The Nameless City. The first book will be out in April 2016, so in a couple months. I'm working on book two right now. It's about two kids who live in this fictional city, a city which is of importance to the various nations in the world, so it's fought over constantly. And one kid is a member of the ruling elite in the city, and the other kid is a street kid, someone who's been crushed under the oppressive heel of the ruling class. So they develop a rather combative friendship and then get drawn into conspiracies and danger and adventure and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Sounds great. Yeah.
And then eventually, hopefully, at some point, I will be drawing a graphic novel with Rainbow Rowell for First Second. But that hasn't happened yet, so we'll see.
Lucy Nisley.
I just finished a book called Something New, Tales from a Makeshift Bride. And it's sort of a collection of stories from the trenches of the wedding industry and my nerdy feminist tomboy take on the puffiest, girliest industry in the world and how I sort of approached that project. And I'm really excited. I just finished it and it comes out in May. I have one book under contract with those guys called New Kid, which is sort of the story of my experiences in high school as an artist kid and how education at the time really wasn't geared towards teaching artists. And so I was kind of a struggling student at the time. And so it's just sort of about being young and feeling powerless and being an artist and sort of finding my way as an artist. And I'm really excited to work with First Second on this book because they're, you know, they're really compassionate about it. And, you know, it's sort of a young reader's book. So it's meant to reach kids in similar situations, kids who are maybe not jiving totally with school. And so this is something that I'm really passionate about. I'm going to work on that one. And then I'm in talks to do a couple more with First Second, but nothing concrete yet. So I love the company, though, and I'm really excited about working with them in the future.
Ben Hatke.
So I've got two books finished but waiting to come out. The first one is Nobody Likes a Goblin, which is another picture book. The next one is called Mighty Jack. It's a graphic novel. But Mighty Jack ended up being two books. It's a story that kind of grew in the telling. What I just finished, what I'm working on now, is the second volume of Mighty Jack. So on Monday, I start turning the layouts into finished pages.
When does the first Mighty Jack come
out? In September. June is Goblin, and then September is the first Mighty Jack book, which turned out pretty good. Because it was the first book I worked with a colorist on, and it ended up being a really good experience. It's also slightly older than some of the books that I've done. Well, than any of the books I've done. It's kind of knocking on the door of YA. So yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Jim Ottaviani.
I am allowed to tell you about Hawking, which is a book about the guy, Stephen Hawking, the scientist, and Leland Myrick, who drew Feynman, is in the midst of drawing that book right now. Excellent. And so I'm really excited. The pages are looking even better than Feynman, if that's possible. He's really getting right to it. We just had a conversation, Callista, Leland, Casey, who's been working as an editor. I don't know if you've met Casey or her. But she actually did the bulk of the editing on the story, at least the script, and it's looking really great. The note I sent with the last package of pages was, I'm not sure what to say about the art, but maybe we can just leave all the words off, because it's looking that good. Now, granted, I'm biased and I actually know the narrative pretty well. I should hope I would anyway. But the storytelling is so solid and the line work is so great. I'm really thrilled about this one.
Box Brown.
I have a book about Tetris called The Games People Play, about the creation of Tetris, and it's coming out in October, I believe, in the fall.
Well, there you have it. I strongly encourage you to check out some of the books written and illustrated by these folks here, and you've also heard some of their favorite titles from First Second.
Happy birthday, First Second!
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.